كلام الملوك ملوك الكلام. The words of the king are the king of words. Quran is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the king of all kings. So his words will be the king of all words. When we say he'll be the king of all words, we mean it will prevail over all times, all places, all people, all situations, cover everything. It is just what we require to do is, after reciting the Quran, give some thought to the Quran. It is the message of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala wants from me. The Quran has a solution for every situation. No matter how hard, how difficult, how problematic you may seem to be, but it's got a solution. Look at the Ashab al-Kahf, people of the cave. They came in approximately, say, some 100 years before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some couple of 100 years before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the time, perhaps between Isa Alayhi Salaam and Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now they saw what was going on. The polytheism, the shirk, and the wrong that was taking place. It was their festival and they had to be there. Whatever festival, whatever they were offering to their gods and their idols, these youngsters knew that it was wrong. Perhaps because of some pressure, family pressure, or peer pressure, whatever pressure, they had to be there. But then when they saw the wrong, then one by one they left. First person, the second person, the third person, up until approximately the seventh person, they all left. Now the situation is so tense you can't even say anything. Because you don't know who let you down, betray you, spy you to the government. But one person was given the himmat, he's given the courage, he started off. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. These people, your own people, they have taken a god besides Allah Ta'ala. لَوْلَا يَقُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. If they claim is besides Allah Ta'ala, then this is supposed to be proving it. Then they say, وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ. You know, you make a claim for something, then you must prove. You can't just say no because my grandfather did this, therefore I must do it. Whichever path you've adopted, then there must be some reason for it, some proof, some support for what you're doing. It is an ancestral worship. It's not. لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. So then they understand we need to be moving away from here. If we're going to continue here, then your people يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم. They'll stone you or they'll kill you. Or they'll force you back to your ways. Right? So, you know, your choices, your options, you just got two options. One is you remain. And if you remain, they may kill you or they may force you back to their ways. And the other option is that you take refuge. Leave your people, take refuge. Take refuge in an environment, in a surrounding where you can worship freely, you can do your thing. Need what you need to do, you can do correctly. So now, these seven or some odd persons, they came aside. Now the strange thing is, each one is similar in mind, similar in thought. Backgrounds are different. I don't know you, you don't know me. But you separate yourself, he separated, he separated, he separated. We don't know. Like we are here, we are all in a lock-in. So the term to use is locked-in. Because lock-in is the legal word now. So when you're locked-in, so you're not moving. If you're moving, then that's illegal. When you're locked in, you're not moving, you're at one spot. Right? No matter where you are, but you're at one spot. You're locked in, you're not moving out of that spot. So that's called a locked in. Locked in, that's what they want. That you must be keeping yourself locked in. See? So, within the parameters, you locked yourself in, and you made the environment conducive for you. Obviously, the lock-in doesn't want that you must now lock yourself and frustrate yourself or take yourself to the level of despondency. Don't you turn to despondency, don't frustrate yourself. Because when you're not used to a surrounding, not used to a life, and it's forced down upon you, then there's two things that can happen. You become frustrated, or you become despondent. In Islam, both are wrong. You can't become frustrated, nor can you become despondent. So to avoid frustration and despondency, you'll put yourself into amal, you'll put yourself into an environment that will bring you to hope, it will bring some happiness, it will bring some encouragement. That type of amal you will engage in this. But as Muslims, we don't do these things for happiness. If we're doing zikr, then zikr is not done for happiness. If we are reading the kitab, then reading the kitab is not for happiness. Reading Quran Sharif is not for happiness. It is for the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak wants it, let's do it. Zikr, Allah Pak wants it, let's do it. So we're not doing it that we may gain out of it. We may not, let's not say gain, but we may have some happiness, but not because of that, because of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then if Allah Ta'ala wants, He will please you. How He'll please you, how He'll make you happy, He knows. So now you have to do two things. Now don't get consumed. Why is this happening and what they're doing? It is not right what they're doing. Don't get into the frustration. لا تسبوا أموالكم. Don't swear and curse this. Because their hearts are also in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So you don't swear them, don't swear them. You love them. Why? Their hearts are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. يقلبها كيف يشاء. He turns the heart. you please Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will change the hearts towards your benefit. He will turn the heart towards your gain, towards your benefit. So the control is Allah Ta'ala. They can't control, they can't do anything. But who does is Allah Ta'ala. Fa'al is Allah Ta'ala. So if you want things to improve, you want betterment, then you won't please Allah Ta'ala. And when you please Him, He will turn the hearts of the people. In the meanwhile, till things resume, what you do is i'tazaltumuhum wa ma ya'buduna illa Allah. So you look for an environment, like I said, a lock-in, you look for an environment where you can do your things freely. Whatever zikr, whether it's whatever amal, but you can do your thing and you can do your thing freely. And over that, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq to be in such a lock-in that is liked by Him, conducive to you, and loved by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not only conducive to you, but also lovable and pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. So can there be anything greater? Something pleasing and it is conducive to you, and it is within the legal parameters. So any wrong, legal parameters, pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, and conducive to you. So look at the good Allah has given you. All your needs have been taken care of. You're happy. Allah Ta'ala is not displeased. As Shaykh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, when he had been sent to Malta, so one of the companions that were with him, it was a time he was old, frail, over 70, and the zulm was being done to him. So there was no wrong. His wrong was only that he stood for Iman, he stood for righteousness, he stood for Haqq. And for him standing for Iman, righteousness and Haqq, and this is how he was treated. 3 years he was in prison. One of his students, when they saw him in the state, they began to cry. You are so great, etc. And you have to go through this. So the words that flowed out of his tongue was, Alhamdulillah, ba musibat giraftarim na ke ba ma'asiyat. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we have been caught in a problem, in a musibat. But by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we are not caught up in a sin. Imagine now, Allah Ta'ala decreed that you will be plunged into a sin, then you don't even realize that you're in the sin. But by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, He didn't put you into a haram, into His disobedience. But it's something that you feel distasteful, but He saved you from sin. So it's how you look at it, whatever the situation is, but it's how you look at it. If you look at it positively, then it's enjoyable. And you don't look at it favorably, you don't look at it positively, then the best of conditions can be also very unpleasant. You have the best situation, but now you're not looking at it positively. Not looking positively, then it becomes a problem. So in this halal, what's the best thing to do is, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. In this, think of a program for yourselves that will be pleasing to Allah Ta'ala at every moment. Don't talk about the current things, not for a second. In fact, I would say, someone passed a message, even a dream, don't talk about the dream, unless it may be an encouraging dream. Most of us don't have the ability to interpret dreams. So here of him, we interpret the thing add to of misery. Someone had seen the Sheikh and he's supporting the Sheikh by his shoulder. Sheikh is totally naked. It's now perhaps around the 1960s. He saw this dream here. The Sheikh is totally naked and he's supporting the Sheikh rahmatullah alayh. Now, it's quite a disturbing thing. So, such a great buzrug doesn't have any clothes and he's supporting him. Isn't it disturbing? So, he took it to a buzrug of that time, 1960s. This is what we've seen. So, he says, Alhamdulillah, Hadha Sheikh has reached that maqam that he's totally munqati' anil makhluq. He's cut himself entirely, spiritually he's cut himself from people. And he's so deep and attached to Allah Ta'ala that he's totally detached himself from others, everybody. He'll fulfill the right, show happiness, love to others. But his mind and spiritually is totally with Allah Ta'ala. So he's not got any attachment to anything. The clothes normally, they're attached to you. So no attachment to anything. Attachment is only to Allah Ta'ala. Came out. So that's why I say most of us, we don't know how to read dreams. So it can be a good dream, but we don't know how to read the dream. And because we don't know how to read the dream, we misinterpret, and when we misinterpret it, we bring about some displeasure for ourselves. So why do that? Don't even bother about the dream. Someone seen Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, and he's on the cross. In his lifetime, seeing Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, and he's on a cross. Isn't that something terrible, something difficult to see? Because they brought it up to some of the shaykh at that time. So they explained that Imam Shafi rahmatullah's mazhab will flow in all flow four directions, right, left, east, west, all sides. Now how terrible you saw it, and what it turned out to be. So it doesn't have to be like how you've seen it and how you it have a good meaning, but you don't know it. So when you don't know it, don't talk about it. Just leave it. Unless you find someone. Right? So the better thing is not to discuss these things. Don't hurt yourself. لا تهينوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't convey a message. Just hum or hamare khuda ki yaad. We, and it is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Me and my Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. Just myself and Allah Ta'ala, nothing else. So I got nothing else in mind. So we program ourselves, put ourselves into the program, and then because our tabiats are such, if you put yourself into one work, you start becoming a little bit tired. You want a variety of work. So sometimes you read Zuru Sharif, sometimes Quran Sharif, sometimes you read a kitab, sometimes you make talim, sometimes the fil namaz, sometimes Quran Sharif tilawat. So a variety of actions, and the whole variety is supposed to bring you to the same end. Engage yourself in that, but the end must be the same. Allah Pak Sabu Tawfiq Naseeb.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu la nuhsi sanana leka anta kama asnita ala nafsik. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا لما. اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا لما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وتجاوز أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وانصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. أم بلبل الله رحيم الله كريم الله most merciful compassionate Allah wonderful Allah يا رب كريم forgive each and every one of us. إله العالمين all the sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly in company and in privacy in suffer and in hazar from dawn to dusk and from our young age up to now. Ya Rabbi Kareem, pardon all the sins of each and every one of us, the sins of our families and parents, and the sins of those of our beloveds that have passed on. Ya Allah, sabke gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most merciful, compassionate Allah, make us muti and farma bardar bandas of yours that will obey your commands and live the rest of our life according to kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ila al-alameen, give us the tawfiq to live our life according to the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Nabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the guidance of our aslaf and akabirin and the ulama-i haq. Ila al-alameen, save us from the fitna of this time. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you help us and guide us in these turbulent times. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us be with the people of the haq. Allahumma arina al-haq haqq warzuqna tiba'a. وارين الباطل باطل ورزقنا اجتنابا. Oh my beloved Allah, keep us with the people of the truth. Keep us with the people with whom you are pleased with. And oh Allah, let us recognize them. And oh Allah, those that have falsified and gone off the tangent, hey Allah, let us recognize them and save us from that. Oh Allah, remove from our heart all the akhlaq razail and imbue in our heart the akhlaq hamida. Hey Allah, you keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allahumma akhrij al-Yahudiyya wal-Nasraniyya min kulub al-Muslimin. Oh Allah, remove the love for the people, for the ways and the styles of the ghair. And in that place, Ya Allah, give us in our heart the following of Imam al-Anbiya, Ahmad al-Mustaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Sayyid al-Qunayn, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ila al-alameen, hamare abzabu hali ke upar raham farma. اے اللہ امت ابھی ہمت شکست حوصلہ مردہ ہو چکے ہے اللہ یا اللہ you are the one that has taken to trying times in the time of Nuh علیہ السلام واستوت علی الجود یا اللہ you took the ship and placed it on a mountain یا اللہ the ummat at the moment is going swayed from side to side اے اللہ ہمیں سہارا نصیب فرما دے او اللہ you help us in this time الامانو 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 یا برہان الامانو 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 يا حنان الامانو الامانو يا منان الامانو 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 يا ديان الامانو من فتنة الزمان وجفاء الاخوان وشر الشيطان وظلم السلطان برحمتك يا رحمان. يا الله ہمارے حال کے اوپر رحم فرما. Ya Allah, jahan bhi log pareshan hal, wherever they are in difficulty, Ya Allah, At this moment, Ya Allah, You take us through this time, Ya Allah. You take us through the time in the guidance and the spotlight of our Kabirin. At this time, we must not lose the tangent. Ya Allah, all the works of Deen, Ya Allah, every one of them, some way or the other, have been affected with this current times. Ya Allah, let not this put us on a back footing. But, oh my Allah, You have shown us different karishma and so many times, Ya Allah, what is turning out for the Muslims to be something that might be a defeat, suddenly You turn it into light. Ya Allah, when the rumor about Huzur-e Pak saw some be passed away in a battle, suddenly the news came, it didn't happen, and that gave the Muslim the charge again. Oh Allah, at the time when the winds came, Ya Allah, those winds broke the guy ropes of the enemies, and it was victory for us. Ya Allah, when the rains came, You solidified the earth for us. Ya Allah, ghair muafiq ko abhi hamare taraf muafiq kar de, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, only You can do it, Ya Allah. You are fa'alu lima yurid. You are fa'alu lima yurid, Ya Allah. You have got the power to turn the negative into the positive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever You are doing, Ya Allah, it may be khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at this time, so many hearts have turned, Ya Allah. In this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, so many people are turning towards You that never turned before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this be a lesson for us that now we must hold on to the masjids, Ya Allah. That now we must hold on to the makatibs, Ya Allah. We must hold on to the khankas. We must hold on to the marakis of deen. And value every system of deen that You have placed for us and not to take it for granted. Ilaha al-alameen. There are so many people who are sick and ailing. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Oh Allah, give the shifa to the people, Ya Allah. Whatever sickness it is, whether it's the current sickness or normal sicknesses that they have, Allah, sabku shifa'i kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasif arman. Ilaha al-alameen. Jo makruz hai, Ya Allah, those that have got debts on their head, Ya Allah, Ya Raskarz ki adaigi ki shakle peda farma, Ya Allah, from unseen, Ya Allah, You make arrangement for them. Oh Allah, those that have got children of marriageable age, Ya Allah, give them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we thank You, Ya Allah, in this time, You have given us the opportunity to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this is Your fazal and karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand the lessons of our mashayikh. Let us understand the lessons of Hazrat Mufti Sahab. And imbue it in my heart and heart of everyone, Ya Allah. That we make amal upon it. And we make amali zindagi of the advices. Oh Allah, bless Hazrat with the best of both worlds, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless him with sihat, tandurusti, afiyat, barakat, khair, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, all of his family, especially his parents that have passed on, Ya Allah. Inke qabr ko jannat ki bagija mein se bagija bana de. Ya Allah, make the grave from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. O Allah, Hazrat's entire family, from the eldest to the youngest one, from the children, Allah, sabko barkat naseeb farma de. Ila al-alamin, whatever the future plan for our madrasa, Ya Allah, takmeel tak pahuncha de, afiyat ke saath. Ya Allah, hasidin ke hasad se hume bacha de, shariron ki shararat se bacha de, fitnino ke fitna se bacha de, aur fasad walo ki fasad se bacha de. Ila al-alamin, so many people have wrote up for duas, so many people have requested, they said, make dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is salatu salam ki sunne ke baad, humare akabirin ki baate sunne ke baad, Ya Allah, Mubarak majlis hote hue, Ya Allah, wada majlis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the pulse duas, Ya Allah. Accept the duas, Ya Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect our masjid, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin. What do we ask for? How do we ask for? Koi hume puche hum kya mangte hai? Allah se Allah mangte hai. Koi hume puche hum kya chaate hai? Allah se Allah chaate hai. Ya Allah, is justajub. Ya Allah, give us the strength to continue, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many thoughts, so many things come in our heart. Ya Allah, let us take the advice of our Kabirin to progress from step to step, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hume mangna bhi nahi aata, karne bhi nahi aata, kuch nahi aata. Ya Allah, itna to aata ki hume mang. Ya Allah, we ask from You, Ya Allah, that You guide us kadam kadam pe rehbari farma. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Ya Allah, You guide us step by step, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin, all my friends that are here. Ya Allah, each and everyone has got a dua that they want answered, Ya Allah. O Alimun Bizati Sudur, I do not know what to ask for them on their behalf. Ya Rabbi Kareem, You know what is in the heart. Allah is dua ko inke bare mein pura farma de. Kabul farma de, takmeel pun. Ya Allah, make it mukammal for them, Ya Allah, the duas that they have in their heart, Ya Allah. O Allah, Ya Allah, we do not know what to ask for, how to ask for it. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Hey Allah, we cannot forget all those people that are responsible for us knowing even the simple letter like Alif, Ya Allah. All our Satiza Kiram, Mashaikh Izam, Ya Allah, whether it is those that taught us the elementary, Ya Allah, right from Bulughul Maram till Bukhari Sharif, right till all the different kitabs, Ya Allah, that have taught us, our beloved parents, Ya Allah, our Mashaikh, in every line, whatever, Dawat line, Tazkiya line, Tabligh line, Ya Allah, and Talim line, whatever they have imparted to us, Ya Allah, those that are alive, give them barakat in their life, and those that are passed away, fill their qabr with nur. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, humare tooti pooti dua, maaz apna fazal o karam se kabool farma, maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abada, ala habibika khayri khalki kullihimi, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.